When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast. It's the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I write for Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register, as well as the Viking Age. My co-host is Adam Patrick, the managing editor of the Viking Age, and we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. 1,120 subscribers coming into today's episode. So thank you very much if you've subscribed. If you haven't, let's try and get to 1,200 before the season starts. Or even 1,150. 1,150 would be cool. I know Nick was like, you got to get to 1,200. Yeah, I'm also a realist. So I don't know. But lots of interest for the Vikings. And let's not bury the lead. J.J. McCarthy has a knee injury. He missed practice with knee soreness on Monday. He's going to undergo further testing. But as of 11 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, when we're recording this, we do not know the severity of the injury. So, how far do you want to go with J.J. McCarthy's injury, I guess? Because looked very good against the Raiders. Did some good things, did one very bad thing. But the knee injury kind of throws a bucket of cold water on what we were planning for this episode.
Yeah. Whenever, as a Vikings fan, whenever you see a quarterback or news be shared that a quarterback is dealing with a knee injury, it just immediately brings back past scars. And
I don't mean to cut you off here. Yeah. Maybe the coffee's already kicking in for me, but it's not just Vikings quarterbacks. It's any Minnesota athlete in a knee. Yeah. Like Minnesotans know more about Minnesotans know more about the human knee than any sports fan on the planet, because we have the Minnesota Twins with two-time I-94, 494, 24/7 Intercontinental European Head Start Trainer of the Year, Nick Paparesta, watching the Twins, and everybody still gets hurt. Byron Buxton left last night's game with a hip injury. That's fun. Anytime you hear a knee, your warning signs go out, your spider sense starts tingling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even beyond quarterbacks, even with the Vikings, you have, Adrian Peterson, Dalvin Cook, Greg Childs tore both of his knees up at the same time back in the day. Who is the defensive lineman?
Keith Millard. Keith Millard. Way back in the 80s.
Yeah, his knee exploded after he became, defensive player of the year and stuff. So long history of knee problems. Obviously, Teddy Bridgewater too, Sam Bradford. So just the list goes on and on. So whenever a knee is mentioned for...
My apologies. Go ahead. Finish your thought. First of all, quick disclaimer. I did not sleep very well last night, so I'm drinking coffee. My chair is all messed up. At one point, I didn't have the microphone on when I was talking to Adam setting this up. So I apologize for everything here. Maybe that'll be some podcast magic. But Dom_MO. Just said KOC has a presser scheduled in 20 minutes. So maybe while we're talking, we'll keep our eye on whatever KOC says, because we known this, we probably would have waited an hour.
But. Yeah, and I don't know if that's good, because I don't think they have practice today.
Dun, dun, dun. What if it's like a wrestling promo? Like J.J. McCarthy goes all somber up to the podium And he's like, yeah, I got some stuff bothering me. Then I'm not the starting quarterback yet, and just cuts this badass promo on Sam Darnold.
He does the Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not fucking hurt. Okay. All right. Let's get back on track here. What were you saying?
I was saying, you know, just knee injuries just bring up old scars and old memories. So even if it's a minor issue, which, you know, that's what it sounds like with Kevin O'Connell. He said usually it's some routine soreness, though, that phrase was thrown around. You know, maybe Kevin O'Connell usually talks in the form of glass half full anyways. So maybe that's just him being optimistic. It would be really odd if McCarthy had like a serious knee injury, considering he played 30 snaps and it was fine. Like, did he hurt it in the locker room or something? Like, so it would just be strange that he did all that stuff completely fine on Saturday, and now, you know, his season's in jeopardy potentially, but I don't think it is. But that being said, it's okay. Even if he does have, you know, an injury that keeps him off the field for, I don't know, 2 months, hopefully that's like the worst possible scenario, because the Vikings signed Sam Darnold for this reason. They want JJ McCarthy to probably start on the bench. Now, Saturday he played really well, and that has some people thinking, you know, he has the potential to start week one, but I still think the Vikings are looking to let him kind of ease into playing in the NFL. So that means Sam Darnold's probably starting week one no matter what, unless Darnold looks just terrible, which, you know, he had, I just read some stuff that he looked a little rough in night practice, but it is what it is.
I mean, it's Sam Darnold.
Was like, if this was 20, you know, you go back to 2016, Teddy Bridgewater's going into what, his third year, everyone's excited by them in camp, and then boom, his knee explodes and his career is potentially over, and people, you know, the Vikings have to scramble to trade for Sam Bradford because they thought they would compete a year after winning the NFC North. This is a totally different scenario where if JJ McCarthy has to miss some time due to an injury or just precautionary reasons, it's completely fine. I have confidence that he's still going to be, you know, a sponge in the film room and studying things. You know, obviously going out on the practice field and doing stuff is different, and in games. But it's weird to like see this and be like, ah, oh, damn it. But then be like, it's fine. He's fine. He's not expected to start immediately anyways. You know, maybe this throws a wrench a little bit in his development, but I don't think it will, because he just, ever since he's become a member of the Vikings, he's just been so dialed in to you know, becoming the best quarterback that he can be, and his speed in terms of development has just been very quick. Like, he's a quick learner, just going from OTAs to training camp and preseason, just, you can just see the differences in all the stuff that's being reported. So yes, it's worrisome whenever there's a knee injury mentioned with the quarterback, but for this one, I think it's just like, okay, all right, if he has to sit some time out, that's fine. The Vikings will be fine because they weren't going to win the Super Bowl this year anyways. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the grain of salt you need to take with any, I mean, I was going to mention that at some point during the show, especially when we get to talking about Stephon Gilmore, which we will a little bit later. But I think it's disheartening because, you know, it's not going to be Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater nearly like died on the field, I believe.
Almost lost his leg.
Yeah. He almost lost. I don't think he died. I think he almost lost his leg, because that was the injury that happened. Apparently he just stepped in a divot at Winter Park and his leg just completely exploded. So, I mean, it's not allegedly. Like, oh my God. Yeah. That's what they said. I don't know. Someday there's going to be like a Zapruder film of Teddy Bridgewater's injury, and like, oh, Matt Khalil rolled into
that, and Hal Zimmer, you know, cut his eye.
Yeah. Some surveillance video of Mike getting just punched out by Norv Turner in a Soldier Field locker room. Anyway, like, I think it's disheartening for Minnesotans because they watched that game and you could see some of the good things that McCarthy was doing. There were some throws that, you know, a lot of the film people who are smarter than us were saying, hey, this is really good. He's doing this. He's got to learn this. He's learning. Like, that's the big thing takeaway from Saturday's game. He completed 11 of 18 passes. He had 188 yards for 2 touchdowns and that interception. And I know a lot of people, you know, it's really funny, like, just being on Twitter during the game and seeing everybody like, I told you about JJ McCarthy. Like, look at this interception. It's really bad. And then they didn't tweet anything the rest of the afternoon. Kind of weird how that works. But maybe, you know, the injury is karma for, you know, maybe firing off some fireworks over that. But, you know, I think I think he looked very good. And I mean, Viking fans have a right to be excited. There was a lot of uncertainty when you let Kirk Cousins walk, especially among some fans. And then for the quarterback to show positive signs, like this was the full reveal of JJ McCarthy to date. And a lot of Vikings fans walked away impressed. To have that knee injury kind of throws a wrench into things. But you also have to consider, okay, he was going to get increased first team reps this week, according to Kevin O'Connell. That's how well it went. And now he's not getting those reps. You know, if this is a major injury, which again, I don't think it is. I don't know if, you know, KOC is going on the mic to like, be like, hey, just to let you know, McCarthy, we got to shut him down. I mean, if he's shut down for 2 weeks, yeah, okay, it sucks, but we can get through that. I don't want this to be, well, you know, he wound up having a torn ACL and whatever. Like that would be a gut punch.
Yeah.
I want McCarthy to get those first team reps. I want the development to happen because if he is out for an extended amount of time, he doesn't get those reps and everything gets pushed back a little bit. I want to keep the wheels in motion. I want him to stack things together like he did in Saturday's preseason game. And I think that's the big thing. So I don't know. You and I talked over the weekend about the possibility of trading Sam Darnold to see if somebody will give you a Bradford deal. And I think you also mentioned this. It's very different than the 2016 scenario because the Vikings desperate. Like the Eagles probably wanted to hold on to Sam Bradford in that thing to let Carson Wentz kind of develop. Yeah. I also didn't know Wentz was a 24-year-old rookie. So people thought he was a project, but like he was probably ready and he was ready to go. He played fine his rookie year.
In that second year, he was like MVP candidate.
Exactly. So I mean, it didn't do anything to his development. He just kind of was a Richard behind the scenes and people didn't like him. That's what kind of derailed Carson Wentz's career. I don't foresee a team getting that desperate unless like Sean Payton's just bluffing the entire NFL that Bo Nix is good or something. Aaron Rodgers' Achilles explodes. Like first round pick was an offer too good to be true. And the Eagles were like, all right, we'll throw away our plans for that because that's another first round pick. They added to the infrastructure and it won them a Super Bowl the next year.
It would have to be something where like a Patrick Mahomes gets hurt or a Josh Allen. It'd have to be one of those, a player of that caliber who are a team who thinks they can contend for a Super Bowl. They would probably be a team that would give up a bunch for maybe someone like Sam Bradford. Sam Darnold.
And more teams are switching to the have a capable backup after what we saw last year. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but it was like
64.
Yeah, 64 different quarterbacks played in a game last year. Like it's no longer, you know, hey, let's have Sean Mannion hold a clipboard behind him and see what's going on.
Who's
going
to trade for Josh Dobbs this year? He had a touchdown run on.
He did. It was the helicopter. Mm-hmm. It was the John Elway. But yeah, I don't know. People are texting me like mad as we're waiting for this press conference.
Yeah, it was. I guess it was unscheduled. So I'm not excited about that. But you know what? Dallas Turner didn't practice last night either. So I don't know. Maybe it's to sign Stephon Gilmore.
That could be.
Doesn't have to be all doom and gloom with the Vikings, okay?
How do you want to approach this? Because we got breaking news coming in like 8 minutes, apparently.
We'll monitor it.
Yeah, just keep our eye on Twitter. You want to talk? So we can go two ways. On-air production meeting. We can talk about the rest of the preseason game, can talk about Stephon Gilmore.
Let's talk about the good before something potentially bad happens.
So the good from the preseason game or good? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I acknowledge Will Reichard.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out once again.
And Antonio Pierce, apparently, helping him get that kick.
Yeah, well, funny story. So once the Vikings punted with 2 minutes, I'm like, they don't give a shit about this game. So I flipped it over to the Twins game, which was in the middle of their Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which congratulations, Terry Ryan. You know, are you familiar with Sam the Eagle from The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry Ryan looks like Sam the Eagle. And if you're a Twins fan, go look it up and like you'll be like, oh yeah, that is Terry Ryan. But
so kind of like the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. He's just very grizzled and yeah, you know. when you're monitoring the poll ads payroll, you kind of have to have a Iron Fist, but that's beside
the point. So you didn't watch the end of the game is what you're saying?
Yeah, I flipped it, and then my mom goes, what an ending to the game, and I'm like, what happened? And like, she's like, oh yeah, they won, and I'm like, well, I mean, I didn't care if they won or not, but I mean, it's still cool. Reichert got the kick. Darren Hall, he engineered a game-winning drive. Doesn't get credit for it because nobody cares. I mean, they might care now, depending on what we hear in 8 minutes.
When we talk about when everyone getting excited about McCarthy, all you have to do is just compare in the same exact game how Jaren Hall did, because some people last year were a little, you know, they were excited about Jaren Hall. They're like, oh, maybe he could be the next Brock Purdy or whatever. And, you know, turns out he's not. He needs a lot of work, and he might not even have a ceiling that's even close to JJ McCarthy's. He probably doesn't. But, you know, in that same game where he's playing, he's literally playing against fourth stringers and fifth stringers. And he, you know, he was able to, yeah, drive for a game-winning field goal, but he looked pretty bad otherwise. Because I think some of the JJ McCarthy stuff was like, oh, well, he was playing against like second stringers and third stringers. Like, yeah, he was also throwing to second stringers and third stringers. He wasn't throwing to Justin Jefferson. He wasn't throwing to TJ Hockenson. So yeah, that Jaren Hall, practice squad, if he sticks around with the Vikings at best, probably. And then I don't know. I don't because Nick Mullins didn't even play. So they're basically like, yeah, he's the three. Like, he's not. We're not even going to risk him getting injured. He's the three.
So. He's the guy with a clipboard. Just like, yeah. Hey, Darren, go ahead, go get him. Go. Like, we got this.
Who did they sign before the last preseason game? Was like Jordan Tiamo or whatever last year before the last preseason game, just to have a quarterback?
Yeah,
I feel like, yeah. Jaren Hall's already
there. Ole Miss alum, if I'm reminded right. XFL alum too.
Yeah.
Reichert, I didn't hate what I mean. It's so hard to form an opinion on a kicker in a preseason game, but he had the first game blocked. I saw your tweet. You're like, I just don't like yours. Like, and I'm just like, man, thank God Zim isn't here, because he would have broken out the shotgun with a red man in his mouth and everything. It's like, well, we need a new kicker. It got blocked, even though Michael Jordan got knocked on his ass.
It wasn't his fault.
Yeah. But he also could have kicked it a little higher, but I mean, hindsight's 20/20 in that situation. But he didn't miss a PAT. He kicked a game-winning field goal, and to your credit, he did it in US Bank Stadium. Right. So I walked away encouraged by the kicker.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's been, and I think he nailed all his kicks in night practice last night. He's having a really good summer, really good preseason. But the season is a whole another different animal with, you know, on the road, away games, full stadiums, loud pressure on, like, what's he going to do in that situation? But judging from everything he's done so far, he should do well. And, you know, judging from what Dallas Turner said, was like, what, cold-blooded killer or assassin or whatever, he should be fine. So it's weird to be like it's weird to not be too concerned about a JJ McCarthy knee injury. It's weird to not be really too worried about a Vikings kicker either. Like, what's going on? What is happening?
Well, we got an update. Adam Schefter, and this is not Adam Schefter 1 or Adam Schefter, you know, 69420 or whatever. This is the real deal. ESPN sources, Vikings rookie first round pick JJ McCarthy is expected to undergo knee surgery that will determine how much time he will be sidelined. McCarthy complained about knee soreness over the weekend and underwent an MRI on Monday night. So he's basically getting his knee scoped.
All right. Well, that's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Yet, but
right. So it's maybe like a meniscus, I would think. That's
usually probable. The injury that they would scope your knee for, just to see, like, is this an injury where we just can do a quick fix and you'll be back, or is it an injury that we need to? Yeah.
All right. Well, Sam Darnold's going to start week one, obviously.
Yeah,
unless he gets hurt. I don't know if he's going to play. He's probably not going to play in the preseason now. I would imagine Nick Mullins plays.
Yeah. And I'm trying to. Is this too dramatic? I mean, for the YouTube audience, you can laugh here, but I'm going JJ McCarthy to undergo knee surgery, because that's what it is. It sounds harsher than it really is, but I don't know. This sucks. Like, yeah, let's just be honest. This sucks. Like, why the hell does every Minnesota athlete, every good Minnesota, it's not even like the back end third string that we don't give a shit about. It's like again, I'm going to run through Byron Buxton literally goes like he is like Chevy Chase, like the old like slapstick comedy, right? Where he just steps on a rake and he's out for 3 months. Royce Lewis, he can't stay on the field. Like, you know, we have Teddy Bridgewater's knee explode back in 2016. Sam Bradford comes in here. His knee literally grinds into dust. Like, why? And meanwhile, you look across the river and it's just like franchise quarterback, franchise quarterback, franchise quarterback. I know we don't know about Jordan Love, but he's making 55 and everything points to him being Jesus Christ, version three for the Packers. So we just still, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it happens.
It's disappointing, yeah, for sure. But it seems like, I don't know. Like I'm not upset like by this, because I don't think we were expecting him to start to begin with. And we don't know if it's still there's still probably like 2 months, 2.5 months until after the bye week. That might even be enough time for him to recover. But I would assume JJ McCarthy's probably not going to play until later in the season now, unless Darnold gets hurt. So, this is like he played so well on Saturday. And then just this happens because of course. But, you know, this training staff, they were able to get Justin Jefferson back healthy after his hamstring injury. And he looked pretty normal when he came back. TJ Hockenson's rehab seems to be going better than expected. So if there's a training staff that people, you know, if this was Eric Sugarman's training staff, I'd be a little worried.
get on out there. Here's the donut.
But this training staff, I think, knows what they're doing. And the Vikings are more worried about McCarthy's entire career. Like, this whole year was about development. This is what it was for. So if he doesn't play at all and he doesn't start until week one next year, I still think that's going to be fine. It's going to be disappointing because people want to see him play, especially after Saturday. But if he has to be on the sideline for the entire year, not just because his knee, but just to develop, I think that's okay. I think it'll be fine.
Ian Rappaport is reporting it is a meniscus issue.
Yeah.
So they will find out whether they can just trim it or repair it.
I should start a Twitter doctor account then, because I had a good guess there.
Get those engagements.
Yeah.
I don't know. The coffee's still hitting, guys. And especially
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Especially now that it's kind of bonkers right now, I don't really know how to
react. No, they'll probably sign a quarterback. I don't know who they'll sign.
Matthew Collar just tweeted out, Kevin O'Connell says J.J. McCarthy has a meniscus tear in his right knee.
So that's not, it's not bad. So
that's more direct.
Yeah, that's like a 6-week injury, I feel like. Usually that's a timetable, depending on how severe it is, I guess. But what's his face? Didn't Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Work with a torn meniscus?
Yeah. What's J.J. McCarthy's problem? I mean, and then fight Drew McIntyre.
Came back, what, 2 months later? 3 months later?
But now he's out again. But it's actually probably for 6 tsunamis from Bronson.
Yeah, well, and he's probably just wants to spend time with, you know, his family. Weird.
True.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. What do we got now?
I'm laughing because like there's a video of Malika Andrews like handling an earthquake and I'm handling breaking news on here and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know which direction to go. It sucked. But hey, Dallas Turner looks good. Maybe his knees can hold up.
He does look good. And he was gonna be the rookie that made the most impact, I feel like, this year, anyways, unless it's Bo Richter or Will Reichert or Levi Drake Rodriguez, who look, I love his aesthetic, like with the hair hanging out.
He's got the aura, as the kids say.
He does. He's just, I love the aesthetic from Levi Drake Rodriguez. He's got the full face paint too, and he looks like he could be in the bloodline.
He looks like the type of Vikings defensive lineman they haven't had in like years, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when was the last like physically imposing Vikings defensive lineman was like Linval Joseph. And he was just a big boy like that. That was his aesthetic.
Pat Williams.
Biggest. Yeah. Pat Williams with the big belly and whatever. We crank the windows with. We crank the windows out here. Not with the little power windows. Remember that from 2009. I mean, watching Dallas Turner, I wasn't sitting there going like, man, I really miss those like that third round pick and that fourth round and that second round pick. Like he looked good. That first drive by the Raiders, they moved right into the red zone. Turner rushed off the edge. And he basically, you know, helped them stop a drive. The first one, he got a pressure. Second one, he got a sack. And this was a game where Brian Flores didn't really show a lot schematically. So it wasn't, you know, a twist or something designed to get Turner open to the quarterback. This was a play where Turner just created it on its own. And when you get other guys in that defense, like Harrison Smith didn't play on Saturday. Jonathan Grenard didn't play on Saturday. Andrew Van Ginkle, who I joked to my friend, he was sitting on the sideline with his baseball cap. And I said, he looks like a guy and like you would see in a Wisconsin bar that goes up to you and goes, we don't wear purple in these parts. Like, you know, you have a lot of weapons on that defense. So I know a lot of people freaked out about Theo Jackson allowing a TD in coverage. I mean, the entire defense, I kind of looked at it and went, all right, Flores is like keeping his bag of tricks for week one. So it was fun to see Dallas Turner show up, not have his knee explode, and play well on Saturday.
Yeah, him and I just mentioned Bo Richter's name a little while ago. He looked pretty awesome, too. I think he had two sacks. Undrafted edge rusher. Secondary, a little questionable still, but we knew that, which is why they brought in Stephon Gilmore on Monday. But yeah, the defense was doing Flores things. I think this, even for Flores, it was pretty vanilla, even if he blitzed some people. But I wasn't too thrilled that the Raiders moved the ball pretty easily on the Vikings. What, there's a bunch of first stringers on the field. But you know, that's that. Maybe the Raiders have a good offense. I doubt it. But they're going to have what, Davante Adams. He wasn't playing. And who they have? Brock Bowers. Is he the tight end? Their rookie.
The Raiders. Yes. Yep. Sorry, I'm just reading reaction.
Yeah. I know. I got people being like, "Can you get something on this?" Like, I'm actually reacting to this live.
Live. You can see us freak out in real time. This is a rare episode of the Viking Age.
And like, I'm not even freaking out. I'm just like, all right, whatever. Just a little. This is a minor hiccup. This is what it is. Not worried. Have you ever seen the clip from, was it Superbad? Michael Cera's character when I think he's talking to the girl he likes in the hallway, and he was like, "Oh, not worried about it. Not really worried about it. Not gonna worry about it. Not really worried about it. Oh, I'm not worried about it." And he just walks away. That's kind of how I probably feel. Or that kid, the gif of the kid like getting interviewed and laughing and being all excited and smiling and then turning into crying. Like,
that's how I feel right now. I mean, you know, I have been tried very hard not to succumb to like Vikings defeatism, but also at the same time in the front of my mind, I'm like, you know, damn well, he's going to like, oh yeah, well we got really, that thing is fucked. We really got to go in and,
well, listen, it could be way worse. Look at the Charger. Okay. They are paying, you know, Justin Herbert a boatload of money, and he's already dealing with a foot injury that's probably going to bother him all season long. That team, he can't catch a break in terms of health. That franchise can't catch a break. So like, if there was ever a time for JJ McCarthy to suffer a minor knee injury, this is the perfect time. We've said time and time again, 2024 is not the focus. 2025 and beyond.
But again, you want him to get those reps. Like if he's on the sideline, he's not getting reps.
He can get him in practice though. If he's the number two quarterback, he can work with the scout team or whatever. He'll still get a good amount of reps and coaches
on crutches.
Well, no, not right now. But when he gets when he's cleared, which you know,
just hobbling out there.
Yeah. He might. I think I saw reports that Justin Herbert was throwing passes with a boot on. Just wasn't moving around. So just depends what the Vikings are comfortable with. But I don't know. I guess I'm kind of numb to stuff like this with the Vikings, where it's just like, oh yeah, okay, here we go again. Just when you think things are, you know, they're changing, they are more of the same. But all right, so Stephon Gilmore.
Do you want to go to that? I just want to mention one more thing from the preseason game. I know we're kind of going here and there and all over the place, but Aaron Jones better be good, man. That's something that I kind of took away that from blocking Saturday's game, because in pass protection or anything a running back does, JJ, you know, before he got hurt, JJ McCarthy looked like quite the handoff merchant.
Kinnear Long, man, nice.
Yeah. Run. 48-yard touchdown.
Is that the best he's ever looked?
I mean, for one play, yeah.
For on absolutely. Offense. On offense.
Yeah. Then he got blown up on that McCarthy interception, but I mean, he didn't look lost at all. And last year, too, he was nursing a back injury, so that probably had something with it, but.
You want me to read you some of the free agent quarterbacks that are available right now?
Do we need to sign a free agent? Like, I would.
Depth. Just for depth, they have to.
I would,
because they're not, because I don't think they're going to play Darnold in the preseason now.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's going to be, it's probably not, they're not going to sign like a Ryan Tannehill, but there's like Trevor Siemian out there, Blaine Gabbert, AJ McCarron, Matt Barkley, all guys who were really good in college and then not good in the NFL. Ben DiNucci is no longer available because he signed with the Bills. Did they bring in? No, that was receivers they brought in from the UFL or whatever. I can't even think of good. Well, what's the UFL? Oh, no. Taylor Heineke, he's on the Falcons. They could trade for him, I guess. No.
Yeah.
They're not going to sign anyone that's worth keeping around probably past the season. But you know what? This might be good news for Jaren Hall.
Yeah, maybe he's popping a bottle of champagne or Gatorade somewhere. I guess they're about to get on the
plane. I mean, but we thought, Cleveland, but, you know, corners going down was a good sign for Andrew Booth, and then he just got traded. So
for a guy with Nah in his name, N-A-H, Nah.
He got sent to the Mike Zimmer Asylum after he did so well with the Vikings.
Mike Zimmer's like, I can fix him. Brian Flores. I think Eric Thompson tweeted that out. Like, it's just a trade of two guys that are like, I can fix him.
Yeah. Zimmer loves his Clemson defensive backs, you know, Mackenzie Alexander, Jaron Kearse.
Yeah.
We got Andrew Booth. So.
Don't they both hate him now too?
Yeah.
He didn't, they don't love him back. No. I mean, the running backs, like I was saying.
Do you think McCarthy plays now next season? This season, I guess.
It depends on how long the injury is. If it's a full blown repair, probably they probably take it slow.
Yeah. I mean, A full-blown repair, I think, is still only like 2 months recovery time. So even that. But he would be behind in terms of reps.
Carl Anthony Towns had a meniscus tear, but he just got the trim because he wanted to come back for the playoffs. And I think he missed like 2 months.
I would hope they would do a full repair for McCarthy because he's got his whole career.
They probably would sit him down. I mean, that's what I think, too. The Vikings probably sit him down and be like, hey, let's just... You know, you were going to redshirt anyway. Yep. But I mean, it's still disheartening. Now, here's the other thing. So let's talk about Stephon. I was going to go into a Ty Chandler rant. Everybody knows what I think of Ty Chandler. When you run the wrong way on a blocking play, everybody's fantasy football sleeper, Ty Chandler. He looked like shit. Stephon Gilmore visited the Vikings on Monday. And ESPN's Adam Schefter, who we mentioned earlier in the show, said he wouldn't waste his time with a visit here, but he remains unsigned. I wonder if Monday's news had something to do with that, because Gilmore will turn 34 in September. He's pretty good for the Cowboys last season. Who gonna stop him? But I feel like signing Stephon Gilmore is the type of signing that a rebuilding team does to maintain interest. Again, mention another baseball analogy here, since I'm wearing twin stuff, but like the Washington Nationals, when they were rebuilding and getting Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper with those number one picks, they did a lot of like small signings. And I think Mike Rizzo actually mentioned this, that you would just make signings to like dress up the major league roster. So you would sign Jason Worth to a big contract. You would sign these 1 year deals to kind of patch things together where you knew you probably weren't winning, but you did it to kind of show effort. Like, that's how I feel with Stephon Gilmore. If the Vikings sign him, like, it's just kind of to save face and get him out there. And, you know, not that the Vikings are tanking. This team does not tank. Like, no matter what the circumstances, they will find any way not to tank. They will trade for Josh Dobbs. even when it appears the season is lost, to not tank. They will keep Danielle Hunter around for the rest of the year and not gain assets. I don't know. I know Gilmore is a good player. I think he could help the Vikings. Like I said, my concern is not on the 2024 season like it is in Winter Park. So when I see the Vikings looking at that, I go, eh, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I do wonder if the Vikings kind of had a hunch about McCarthy during yesterday's visit, and that's why he didn't get signed, because they're like, probably like, you know, if McCarthy's going to be hurt, and we feel like our chances of, you know, being successful in this season are lower, than, you know, why spend a bunch of money on Gilmore? And maybe Gilmore was kind of informed and he was like, oh, okay, so maybe I'll just try and go somewhere else with it, to a team that has a better shot at contending. That being said, the Vikings still need some better corners, because Byron Murphy was on the field on Saturday, and he's supposed to be the team's number one corner, and he got burned a couple times. So I don't know what the Vikings' next move would be, if they could bring in someone. Do you bring in Patrick Peterson just because he's familiar and he's okay? Next move would be, but I there's still a chance he could sign just because he's familiar with Flores and stuff. But yeah, I wonder if the Vikings kind of knew what was going on yesterday, and that kind of is why Gilmore didn't sign. So maybe he was waiting to find out more too.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll put this out here again, because I think we mentioned it before. I thought Sam Darnold looked good outside of a drop by my favorite player, Ty Chandler. And another drop in the end zone by Jalen Naylor on fourth down. He had a really good throw over the middle. I think he'll be fine. Like, you just look at this team and you don't go, hey, this is a Super Bowl contender. I mean, you want to make a move somewhere to kind of just reinforce to your team, hey, we're trying to win. This is our culture. We want to do all these things. That's why you would sign Stephon Gilmore. But I also think that, again, this is probably a 7-win team. Like, if we're being very truthful to ourselves, I mean, if Darnold gets 7 wins, great. But I mean, here's the other thing.
He looked pretty, you know what? He looked pretty good on Saturday.
He did.
We haven't really even really talked about him. He looked
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I mean,
if Ty Chandler knew how to catch, he would look better.
or pass block or anything, like, but he's really fast. We know that about Ty Chandler. Yeah, but
he gets out of the way really fast.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's another thing that we should kind of think about. Jimmy Garoppolo tears his ACL for the 49ers. They are absolutely brutal that year.
Yeah.
And I mean, the 49ers didn't have a backup like Sam Darnold, which sounds super weird to say. But I mean, Darnold looked like a capable player on Saturday.
Who is it? So, yeah, it's CJ Beathard, right?
Yeah. See, and I think they turned to Nick Mullins at one point. Yeah. So, but I mean, they wound up with the second round pick and they got Nick Bosa. Like, if this, you know, turns out to be a worst case scenario, Darnold isn't what we saw on Saturday, you know, do the Vikings get a top five pick? Maybe they get an impact player. Oh, no, now we have Travis Hunter. Yeah, now we have Travis Hunter next to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, or we have another badass defensive tackle that we don't have to pay. Or even better, you know, if you're concerned about the Dallas Turner trade, you trade down from pick 5 and you get a whole bunch of picks in return and you go, oh, okay, we just got our picks back. So guess we didn't sell the future. Like, I don't know. I am trying to spin this in the most positive way possible, but I don't know. I guess we let the surgery pan out, see what happens, and you move forward from there. So
yeah, sorry, I'm doing some live editing as well because people are messaging me as I'm doing this. This is a unfamiliar territory for both of us. So, you know, but it's still interesting with everything going on. Yeah, Gilmore, I have no problem with him coming in. I like what he did last year. He's on that little bit of the older side at 34, I believe. He'll be turning that soon. But if he doesn't come, that's okay too. Cause like we've said with the McCarthy injury, like 2024 is not the focus, 2025 is. And if the Vikings would rather, you know, develop some of their younger guys. I know Mekhi Blackman's not out there anymore, but if they would rather develop some of the other guys, then, you know, that might be what they would prefer to do at this point.
So I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? I mean, I'm kind of we're kind of talking in circles about this injury, but I mean, honestly, that's what we have to do. We have to wait and see what the injury is. And then I guess the rest of the year, you just react. But
yeah, I would say that I don't think this throws a wrench really in the Vikings' plans. I think people were really excited about McCarthy after Saturday, and that's completely fair. But I still think, even after Saturday, I still think Darnold was going to be, yes, there. Yeah. But they got a top 10 pick last year. at 7-10. So that they don't have to be terrible to get a top 10 pick.
And that's where I agree with Bay Dynasties here. He says the Vikings are too talented to get a top 5 pick and maybe a top 10 pick.
Yeah. But like Sam Darnold was still probably going to be the starter week one. Just now it just, if Darnold, you know, he's got to play well now. The Vikings don't really have a fallback option for the first few weeks of the year with McCarthy if Darnold doesn't play well. And I don't even know if they were going to put McCarthy in if Darnold wasn't playing well. So I still am very optimistic about McCarthy. I think this is just a minor blip, and I think he'll be okay. I'm trying to be optimistic, all right?
Minnesota has so many people that are, like Royce Lewis, every time he gets hurt, he's like, just has this like...
He got hurt in the first game, right?
Exactly, yeah. And he's like, oh yeah,
a home run trot, right?
No, not he was trying to go from first to third against the Royals, and he had a severe quad strain, not like a normal one, but like a severe one that kept him out for 2 months. I'm just laughing because it's like even JJ McCarthy throwing that interception, he's like, I threw it, and I was like, wow, what an opportunity. Like
listen, and this kid
most positive crippled people in sports.
No, like this kid has a good head on his shoulders too. Like he seems mature beyond his years. Like he's super focused on getting better as a football player, and I feel like he's gonna do everything that he can to still get better even without getting on the practice field. I'm not worried about him falling off really. He might have a little rust on him when he gets back in practice, but I still feel good about this kid. You just worry about maybe future issues. And that might be a reason for the Vikings to not even play him this year. Just keep him off the field and let him let his knee fully heal and be ready for next year, be full go. So there's other teams that have much more, I feel like, worrisome quarterback situation. I mentioned the Chargers, you know, the Bengals with Joe Burrow. He had an injury that like a quarterback has never suffered before in his wrist. And he can only throw 3 days in a row. He can't throw for more than 3 days in a row. There's much more. There's other fan bases that have much bigger worries than the Vikings. But, you know, it's still disappointing. And I understand people are disappointed too. It is what it is. Just move on and we'll focus on Dallas Turner being good. Justin Jefferson's healthy. He'll be ready for week one. TJ Hawkinson, maybe the Vikings, you know, they get off to a surprising start. And then JJ McCarthy and TJ Hawkinson are back and ready to go for the second half surge. But all right, we'll be okay. We'll be all right.
On that note, what's going on at the Viking age?
Well, I think we're going to be talking a little bit about, Sam Darnold, JJ McCarthy's injury and why it's okay. I know somebody's already working on, I believe, I want to say Zach Wilson suffered a similar injury maybe during his rookie year. Not to say.
That's a great blueprint to follow.
No. Okay. Not in terms of like timeline of healing. Not to say that he's going to be Zach Wilson, but just to, I don't know, to help Vikings fans kind of get off the ledge a little bit. And then we'll just be covering, I think the last training camp practice was the night practice, because they got joint practices this week with the Browns. So we'll be covering that. See if there's any fights. I don't know if you saw, but Za'Darius Smith cut his hair. So he's got short hair now. I thought that was pretty breaking news. I just noticed that the other day. A lot of former Vikings on the Browns, obviously Kevin Stefanski, so that'll be fun to see how that goes. Obviously, he's familiar with Vikings players suffering the injuries, so I'm sure he'll offer some solace or whatever. But there's plenty to cover about the Vikings, so check out thevikingage.com for sure. Follow me, Adam Patrick NFL, on X, Twitter, because Elon called to Twitter yesterday, so maybe it's coming back, and on Threads, too.
Never a dull day with this franchise. No. Never a dull day. And you can follow it all at the Viking Age and me on social media at The Real Chris Shad. I am on X, Threads, do some stuff on the gram as well. But that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. We can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.